be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up to the mountain and summoned those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and have the authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, who he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, who he named Barandus, that is, son of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who would betray him. The Gospel of the Lord.
God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
My dear friends in Christ, I got back on Monday from Nigeria. I was on a vacation to visit with my family. So my dad celebrated his birthday, his 94th birthday, on December 28th. So I was with him and with the rest of my family. And also when I was in Nigeria, I was able to visit my alma mater, where I grew up. So I went to visit them, and also I went to give back. So I'm gonna share with you the pictures of what we did, maybe on Monday. That's when I'm gonna share that with you. But it was exciting and joyful to be home, to meet with friends, classmates, and family members. It was really great. My dear friends in Christ, today in the Gospel, we heard about Jesus calling his 12 apostles. Remember, we have 12 apostles and 72 disciples, right? You remember that? And they are different. The apostles are different from disciples. The apostles were 12, and the disciples were 72. So today, Jesus was talking about calling people. And the reason why he decided to recruit was because he knew that at a time he will return back to God. So he needed people who will continue the preaching of the gospel. So some people were called and they responded. They said yes. Now, what will happen if Jesus called you to become his apostle? What will you do? Will you say yes or no? I want us to remember that those apostles that said yes, they did that because of the love they have for God and for humanity. They did that because they knew that without continuing this preaching of the gospel, there would be a disconnect. That was why they said yes. They gave their life. So today, Jesus is asking you, if you were called, will you say yes or no? Think about it.